Ve'elch and Purim, this is Rabbi Beryl Levertov from Santa Fe, New Mexico. So we know Purim is a very happy, fun time. We get dressed up, we bring shalachmanis, we say l'chaim, the adults, and it's a very fun time, and everybody knows it as a light, easy yomtiv. But as Hasidim, we know that Purim is a very, very deep Yom Tov, a very, very serious, maybe even serious Yom Tov. It's a day that we could achieve so much, and we have to look a little bit more deeper and not to take it lightly, but to have real simcha and real connection and make many hachlotas and feel our connection to the Eibishter, feel our connection to our neshama and to Torah mitzvahs. You probably heard this in the past, and I want to elaborate a little bit about this idea, and that is that Purim is very similar to Yom Kippur. Now, whenever you say that, people laugh. I think it's a joke, a nice joke, that Yom Kippur is a very holy day, a day we fast and a day that we do tshuva, and everybody knows that it's the holiest day of the year. Purim doesn't seem close to anything close to or similar to Purim. To Yom Kippur. But the truth is, this is written in the Zohar, and the Alter Rebbe writes it in Chassidus, and all the Rabbeim spoke about it as well. That in the Torah, Yom Kippur is called Yom HaKippurim, which is the same as Yom Kippur, but Yom Kippurim, which means the day that Hashem forgives us. And the word Kippurim has the same word as Purim. It even says that in a way, Purim is higher than Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippurim means a day that is like Purim. That Yom Kippur is almost like Purim. Now, how could that be? What's the connection between Purim and Yom Kippur? The word Purim, as you may know, if you look at the Megillah, the word Purim means to draw lots, to make a raffle. That Haman made a raffle or may draw lots to figure out what's the best day to Chas V'Shalom to get rid of the Yidden. And he came up to Adar, and he came up to Yud Gimel Adar. Now, it seems to be that it's very surprising that they would name the whole Yom Tov for this, something that's so insignificant, something that's not important. So what if Haman drew lots and he didn't succeed, of course? Why is it that we name the whole Purim for something like that about the Purim of the Lats? That's number one. It's also interesting that on Yom Kippur also there was a very special part of the Avodah from the Kohen Gadol in Beis HaMikdash. Of course, Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, would be the only one who was serving in the Beis HaMikdash. He would have to do all the Avodahs, including one of the Avodahs they had to do is they had to take two goats. One goat they would shecht, they would kill and bring the blood into the base, into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the holies of holies, next to the Aron Kodesh, and the other goat would have to go out of Yerushalayim, and they would throw it down a cliff that was called Sa'ir La'azazel. They both atoned and they both brought forgiveness for the Avedis. There were two opposites. One went to the Holy of Holies and one went outside of Yerushalayim. And how did he choose which one went where? So they had to have exactly the same type of goats, they had to look the same, and he would then draw lots. He would take two pieces of wood or gold, and they would write down, one of them would say, for Hashem, and the other one would say, La'azazel. And they would, the Kohen Gadol would put his hands in and draw lots and put it on the goats. And if he didn't do that part of the Avodah, and he just went ahead and took two goats, and one he shecht, and one he sent to Azazel, he would have to do the whole thing over again. It was very, very important. So we find the same idea of lots on Yom Kippur and the same idea of lots on Purim. Now, why is lots and drawing lots so important? Because when do we draw lots? When do we make a raffle? When we can't decide about something. We can't decide if we like green or blue. So we draw a lot and we say, whichever the lot tells us, we'll choose. Or if we want to go to two places on a trip and we don't know which trip we like better, so We draw lots and we say whoever wins the lot, whichever one comes out of the hat, that's the place we'll take a trip to. So it signifies something that's above your mind, above the seichel, above the chachma. And it tells us that Haman wanted to reach a very high place in godliness, in getlichkeit. He wanted to connect to Hashem in a way that Hashem is so high that he doesn't really care so much, kachas v'shalom, about the Jewish people. And in such a way that Hashem is not connected, so to speak, with Yiddishkeit, and he get permission from Hashem, chas v'shalom, to annihilate the Yidden. In a way, he succeeded. And how did we overcome that? By a Mordechai gathering the Kindelach and doing a lot of tshuva, and they also said that they're ready to go Mesiras Nefesh and not to give up the Yiddishkeit, and that's when Hashem forgave them, and they also climbed above and beyond any seichel, anything that makes sense. They dedicated themselves to davening and learning and fasting for 3 days a night, something that is beyond, much, much higher than any thoughts and any ideas. And the same thing on Yom Kippur as well. How do we get teshuvah? How do we get connected to Hashem if we make a mistake and we do Averis? By going even higher than Seichel, by making a commitment to Torah and Mitzvahs and telling Hashem that Hashem, we are your children no matter what, even if we do Averis. And that's what Purim is about. So Purim, we connect to Hashem and we do teshuvah. We do teshuvah on Yom Kippur, and we do tshuva and Purim, and we connect to Hashem in a way that's so high that in the deepest part of our neshama, in the deepest part of Yiddishkeit, and through that Hashem connects to us also in the deepest part of Himself. When we do that, we know that Purim is a very... We have that in mind on Purim, so when we play on Purim, and we bring Shalach Manas, we know that we're trying to connect Yidden to the deepest part of themselves, to the neshama, to the deepest part of the neshama, and be ma'ayrin in them, awaken in them, the pintel yid, and especially as shluchim, that's our mission to, when we do Purim, not only think about ourselves, about our costumes, and about what we're eating and how we're celebrating, but bring more and more yidin to this connection. Of course, that's going to help bring Mashiach, who is the essence of our neshama, and will bring us back to Eretz Yisrael, v'heira, v'yameinu, mamash.